What's up, family? Welcome back to the Stop Sinking Show, where we go from struggle to flow. If you've ever been in an argument or some sort of confrontation with a person, you will always walk away more enlightened than when you walked in. Although, depending on who you're arguing with, there's always a question that comes up in my head. And now I don't look at conflict as something that necessarily has to go the wrong way. I've talked about this before. I think conflict is an opportunity to build back stronger. But it does depend on what kind of person you are arguing and having conflict with. And it's still always a question that comes in my head that goes, how much should I believe of what was just said? Do I attribute what was said to them just being mad in the moment? And some people like to hurt other people, especially in arguments when they're mad and are looser with their words, or at least won't stand for those same words when they are no longer in that emotional, angry state. And these people are the ones who often ask to be excused for their behavior when they were mad. Or the other type of person, do I attribute them to be the kind of person who reveals repressed truth when they are mad? And what they are saying in the confrontation is probably more true and more truth than they are usually telling. And it's when their veil drops and their true core nature comes out. And this is even scarier of a person to be around because now you don't know what to believe about the relationship with them. But some people would do anything to appease and please people around them most of the times. And maybe are generally not even bothered because they live so much on the surface and don't even let themselves feel their true feelings. But when put in a corner, when they clearly have to defend themselves or their emotions are heightened, when they are not able to suppress those feelings, they reveal vile and vicious things that they have believed about you. And these are the people who do irreparable damage to relationships in an argument, and an apology usually doesn't fix that. Because now you have learned something new, some new information that this person thought about you, that you didn't know all along while they were going on this merry relationship with you. And so the health of the relationship really is in the health of these fights and arguments and what kind of person you're having them with. But it's so much more than that, because it's really in all the other moments that are not of conflict, but ones where you need to softly invite a bit of conflict into, a bit of getting on the same page so that people involved are on the same page about where they are in the relationship. And barring that healthy willingness to fight about the little things as to try and not bury so many skeletons in the closet that accrue over time, barring this willing effort, most unhealthy relationships like these head towards the graveyard. Because something inside of you drives towards alignment, and it will create conflict to reveal the truth so you can be aligned with the truth. So you can ultimately save your energy and not having to live in conflict. And that conflict is worth the price of admission. Sometimes that's the only way to get clarity, especially if there's no other easier ways of getting to the truth. This price you pay to learn the hard lesson always brings up a movie I watched when I was a kid. A Bronx Tale. I might have talked about this before. I talk about it all the time in my life, so I can't remember if I ever recorded it. But there's a scene in this old gangster movie where the young kid is being schooled by a well-respected OG at a later part in the movie. And his young kid was owed some money by one of his friends. So multiple times in this movie, you see him find his friend crossing the street and then almost chase him down like, yo, where's my $20? And his friend runs away saying, yo, I'll get it to you soon. And he's running away. And this happens a couple of times. And this one time he does this while he's being schooled by this OG later in the movie. And Sonny, the OG, says, you're chasing him for $20? Look at that $20 as the price you paid for the lesson and what kind of friend he was, what kind of person he is. And since then, anytime I've had to learn a hard lesson when dealing with a situation, money or otherwise, or a person that reveals themselves to me, I've always had this evil grin, Jocko Willink internal response, like, good. Your friend betrayed you? Good. You feel broken? Good. The price was heartbreak to find out the truth? Good. And to see the truth, I'll pay that price over and over until there's nothing left to break. The measure of a man is how much truth he can bear and how much of it he invites willingly. And the truth is always an adventure. It's always course correcting. It's always clarity. It's always worth the price of admission. Even if that means you have to hear things from people you love that make you question your entire existence. Always better to know where you stand. Is there anything you can do to avoid having to come to these moments of conflict before the truth can reveal itself? Yeah, probably. Like, you know, proactive communication, actually listening to each other. But personality types are a thing, and some people are conflict avoidant until moments of anger where all inhibition is lost and you see the unguarded truth. Best you can do as an adult is to learn to speak for yourself instead of storing up resentment and unleashing it at a later date and then try to account for all the past moments in history. It's not possible and very difficult to maintain relationships from this level of development. You have to address it as it's happening. Conflict will always be there, lurking in the background, waiting to ignite, waiting to do its job and reveal the truth. And burn as though it may, it's illuminating all the time. And it's always better to have sight than to walk blindly in the dark. My only hope for you is that you find your clarity without the war. I love you, family. Stay true always. I'll see you on the next show.